Welcome back to the Goalie Corner, presented by One Stop Goaltending. I'm Coach Mike, and today we got Billy Cawthorn with us. It's our first time recording in a little bit, so we might be rusty at this, but today we're going to be talking about how to take break, or what does a break entail. Billy, we're going to be focused on three main types of breaks, or we're going to at least narrow it down to three types of breaks. We got long term being the off season, medium term being 1, maybe 2 weeks. We can maybe just call it 1, 1.5 weeks, more around Christmas time, maybe spring break time. And then short term, meaning like you might get a Tuesday here and there that you can just completely check out, right? Maybe a Sunday, right? So you got long term, short term, medium term breaks. Which one would you like to start with?
I think we can start with the long term and kind of just work our way down to short term.
Scale down. Gotcha. Okay. Long-term break. You as a goalie, what are you thinking? I don't think we need to break it down by age, but just know off-season looks different for a lot of people, right? U18s, it looks very different than U11s, right? How would you scale it, or what would you kind of focus on if you were in that U18 age range looking at the off-season? And when might that be in a calendar?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for me, and this is something that I honestly realized really late in my hockey career, is just taking a break. And, I would maybe take a week or a week and a half, 2 weeks, get on the ice, and then maybe take another week. And I felt like, oh, well, I'm only skating once a week. Like, that's a break. Like, oh, I got my goalie session in, still taking a break. No, I learned later that if you're at the end of the season, take the month. And if I take, like, you can still stretch. I mean, you can go to the gym, but even like, I'd say like 2 weeks just away from nothing. Spend time with your family, go do what you like to do, whatever that is, boating, kayaking, hiking, basketball, something else, soccer. Get your mind away from the game if you can, because that's one thing where for goalies it's a little bit different. It's stressful playing, winning or losing. Sometimes we feel like it can fall on us. And if you let that come into your break time, if you're still, if in your goalie session you maybe have a bad session, but you're like, and then now your break has turned into you thinking about your bad session instead of taking the full 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is, of nothing, and to just completely reset. And last season's over, it's in the past. No one's gonna remember. And preparing for the following season the right way, going in with a whole new mindset, new routine, new everything. Maybe you had a great season, then taking a full month off and then going into the following season with the same routine and the same mindset. So that's one thing that I would definitely say is don't like we talk about half-ass a lot. Like, don't half-ass it in a drill. Don't half-ass it in a workout. Don't half-ass your breaks either. Don't be like, I'm just taking a, I don't want to take a break, so I'm gonna do one workout or one goalie session. Or make sure that you take your break seriously. You can still maybe stretch, go for a jog, whatever if you want to keep your conditioning up a little bit. But I would say like take your break seriously too.
So I feel like you're kind of going more on the mental side of it, right? Obviously,
100%.
take a physical break from being on ice, but it's actually going to be more for the mental checking out, right? Because if you still have that one goalie session a week, you're thinking about preparing for it. You're thinking again, past what, how did I do? What can I do better? Right? You're not giving yourself the mental space from the game itself, or from the position and the development. Does that sound right?
100%.
Right. So even that one goalie session here and there, it's not going to hurt you, but you're not going to be able to fully recover mentally and then leave this last season in the past and start planning for the new season. Right. There needs to be a gap there. Right. And then talking about you can still work out, you can still do this. We're kind of talking about taking a break as a goalie, not as an athlete, right? Doesn't mean you have to still go full out in the gym or whatever type of training you're doing, but do it to a lesser extent, right? Still, obviously, do your stretching and your mobility stuff, maybe even hand-eye stuff, right? It's just bonus. But in the gym, add a little bit more strength, add a little bit more rest time, go easier on the weights. You're really still maintaining the athlete side. You're taking a step back as a goalie, right? That was my off season, at least, right? I was kayaking more. I was at that age, I was very happy to be living in Vernon or the Okanagan, where it was always sunny and you always had the chance to go to the beach and do stuff and play soccer or do whatever, right? But as I got older, I enjoyed playing other sports when I wasn't at the rink, right? Focused a little bit more on sleeping, was around the family a little bit more, spending more time with them or friends, whatever, right? And then when I was able to get back into the rink and into those goalie sessions or whatever it was, I was excited for it. I was hungry for it, right? It wasn't one of those things that I had to do. It was one of those things I wanted to do, which gave me a better product on the ice and results afterwards, right? Point
Man, I
or
really liked what you said there. Yeah, I really liked what you said there, but it wasn't something you had to do. It was something that, you wanted to do. And so in this break time, you're gonna feel like, oh, but I have to do this. But then that's gonna lead into your season. You practice maybe 3 times a week, maybe every day. Oh, I have to go to practice today. No, the mindset should be, I get to play hockey today. I have the privilege of playing hockey today. And you're not, if you don't take the right break and rest time, you're not gonna have that mindset. You're gonna have the mindset of, I have to do this. And it's
yeah.
almost exhausting. Not, I get to do this and I'm excited to go to the rink and I'm hungry. Like you said, I'm hungry, I'm ready. The, yeah.
So let's have a mini debate here and let's not kid ourselves too much. When you're U13, U15, hockey's a 12-month sport. At least it's available to be a 12-month sport, right? You got the regular season. And then the playoffs, and then that bleeds right into spring hockey, which bleeds right into training, which bleeds right into summer camps, which go right back into tryouts, and then right back into regular season, right? If you're advising a kid, U13, right? So they're not going to junior camps yet, but if you're advising a kid at U13 when to take the break, when is it to take that break? Right? Like, do you want them to miss out on spring hockey or do you want them to miss out on the first couple weeks after spring hockey
I'd say,
for just the off season purposes, right? So that long break.
I'd say after spring hockey. Spring hockey is usually only about 2 months, ends around May. If you think about it, usually like, U18 junior hockey, like the if you're going very far, like the Telus Cup's in May, for example, for U18 AAA. So if you're done it in May, you can pretty much honestly take June off. And I'm not saying be a lazy piece of crap, but take it off the ice. Take it, like if you want. I'm almost getting to the point now where I'm like, which is never gonna happen, and people listening are gonna be like, you are crazy. But I'm almost one to say like, I guess it's June's like Stanley Cup Finals, and you want to watch it and stuff. I'm almost one to just say maybe just watch the highlights. Don't get so invested into hockey, hockey, hockey. And, people are going to say, oh, that's crazy or whatever. But if you're around it so much that if you start getting invested now in your NHL team and your Western League team and, like it's never going to stop. And so there needs to be a point. And like I said, I didn't realize this until I was older. And I'm a guy that gets kind of obsessive. So for me, it's like even watching the NHL can be like, I don't want to use the word trigger, but the trigger to be like, oh, I need to be back on the ice. I need to do this. Just take it off. Take the time. Like I said, go do other things, play sports, whatever, other sports, go hang out with your friends, go for bike rides, whatever you need to do, because come,
It comes quick
probably
and it
mid,
comes hard.
yeah, like think about it. You take June off, mid-July, you're probably in your goalie sessions, you're training again. August, you got tryouts. Boom. You're really only getting, if you have spring hockey, your only chance is really June to take off. And I think so. If you don't take it off, then what?
Well, then you're just kind of, if you any bumps, bruises, it's kind of just compounding and potentially getting worse, right? But I want to go back to the point you made about the NHL. If you are going to watch your team, like let's say in a hypothetical world, you might even say hell freezes over. Let's say Toronto made it to the finals. Let's just play there for a second, right? We could even throw in Vancouver Canucks. Who knows? I'm not going to be, if it's Toronto versus Vancouver, I'm going east. I'm a full Toronto, right? But let's say those two teams make it. How nice would that be? Fun.
Oh.
Man, I'd be cloud nine. Don't talk to me during the game, to be honest with you. But if you're watching, watch for an entertainment purpose, right? Watch the
100%.
hockey. Feel good that you're watching, and nothing else in the world matters in Canada at that moment.
Watch it, and people aren't
Enjoy it.
afraid to do this. But I used to watch it, and you'll be, as a coach, I say this, especially during the regular season, especially if a goalie's struggling. Hey, watch what the NHL guys do. Watch what the Western League guys do. Watch how they move in their crease. I say that all the time. But if, watch the game. So I don't want to be a hypocrite, but watch the game as a, if you're going to watch the game in June, watch it as a fan. You're just a normal person. And I don't say that lightly because I feel like when we're playing the game, we get so invested. We're like, oh, that's me on the ice. That could, But even like, I've always been like that. I go watch a game and I'm just like, I feel like I'm right there. Like I'm on the ice. I don't really take my step back and be like, oh, I'm a fan. I'm just watching. Whatever I do as a fan, let's not go too far here, but, whatever I do
You're the
in the
biggest fan of
crowd,
Toronto, I know. Trust me.
dude. And whatever I do in the crowd here is not going to affect the outcome of the game. So just, you don't have to be, even then, have it in the background. You don't have to be glued to the TV. Look at Demko. Oh, look at, oh, just have it in the background. Oh, someone scored. Great. That's awesome. Just enjoy it. And I think that's the biggest thing sometimes is we, especially in that kind of off-season time, we forget to look back. We look back at the negatives, first of all. What went bat wrong in the season? We don't
Learn
look, we
from
don't,
it.
we're like, oh, which you should. But at the same time, let's talk about the positives. Hey, remember that 50 save game? That was great. Hey, remember when Johnny got hurt and then he came back and we won? And what a good memory. Those are great times. Instead of thinking, oh, well, I kept getting scored on blocker, so in my goalie sessions, I need to be so focused on blocker every time. And now you're just overcompensating on your blocker saves and you're getting scored on glove. Like, I'm just like that. We need to learn from our mistakes 100%. But we also need to have the mindset of like regrouping and renewal, new season.
So here's
So.
one. Here's one to put a bow on that one for sure. So in this long break, right, the off season, you want time for reflection, time for living in the present, right? And then start planning for the future, right? And it's not a one day event, right? It's going to take a couple days to decompress and remember everything that's worth remembering from the previous season. And then it's going to take a little bit of time to recenter yourself in the present, right? So you're not, when you're, if you're watching a game, you're not putting yourself into the crease, right? You're enjoying the moment that you're having with whoever you're watching with. And we're picking a hockey game just because that's what we know best, obviously. You can be watching any sport, or you could even just be out doing whatever, right? Out at the beach, right? Be in that moment, be present, and live there, right? And then start, okay, last season I did have some struggles with the blocker. I'm gonna talk to whoever your goalie guy is or girl, and I'm gonna ask if we can work on that, right? Come up with a plan to work on that, right? And then you start preparing, right? And it's a slow preparation. So when you're coming out of this break, you don't need to go into a 5-day camp or hit the ground as hard as you can. Slowly move back into it and progress, right? And then from there, you start amping up the speed and the pressure and the intensity of your training sessions. So when you hit tryouts, you have so much confidence, you shouldn't feel tired, right? Everything's moving as it should. You're peaking at the tryouts. And for my area, tryouts start either the last week of August or the first week of September. That's still 2 months of training. All right. I think that's good
Perfect.
for long term.
Yep.
Let's get
Reflect.
in.
I was just going to say reflect, be in the moment, and then prepare.
Yeah. PRP. No, R, whatever. I'm cutting that out.
Yeah.
I can't remember the words we just used. Reflect, be in the
Reflect,
moment.
moment, reflect,
RBP, whatever. Doesn't.
RMP.
All right.
RPP. Reflect, present, prepare.
Perfect. All right. Let's shift over to medium, right? So this is kind of like the Christmas break. Maybe you swept a team in the playoffs if you're playing juniors and you got a decent amount of time before the next series starts, right? Maybe you made it past playoffs and provincials isn't for another week, right? Weird time to take a break. But again, is it physical break or is it mental break that we're really trying to check out from, right? So let's kind of maybe let's focus a little bit more on the Christmas break because that's across the board. Everybody gets that, right? I think our Christmas break here this year was like 2 weeks, which is really long. It might have even been 3 weeks, but on average, it's about a week, week and a half, right? I'm going to kick this one off. First 2 days after the last game or last practice, again, check right out, right? Give that time to decompress from the beginning of the season. And then from there, then start some sort of training again. Probably going to be off ice because that's the easiest to do. And then if you have a goalie camp lined up or an ice time lined up, that's fine. I don't think you need a 5-day camp in that Christmas break. I think you need tune-ups, if anything, right? So a semi-private here, semi-private there, maybe a 3-day camp if it's like low goalies, high coaching, right? That way it's more individualized as a tune-up, not like a teaching session to the mass. Right? Because you don't need that mid-season, right? And then that should give you the confidence going back into the season. Okay, I took some time off. I've regathered. I've had Christmas, right? And the excitement's there and building that confidence on ice again, right? It's a different form of a break because you're going right back into the season or right back into playoffs and it's 0 to 100 team-wise, right? So you don't want to be the guy that's like, oh, sorry, I had 4 days of turkey dinner. I'm slugging, right? I think we've been there. Definitely I have, right? College, you get a month. That hit me hard first year, right?
Yeah, I'd say hit the nail on the head. Depending on how long your break is, if it's 2 weeks, maybe take 3 days. This is how I did it in kind of my last year of college, and it was honestly the best I ever felt after Christmas. Before that, I would just work out pretty much every day while I was off and whatever. Just try to. I thought that staying engaged would be what was best. I didn't want to fall behind, but I realized that just on the mental side, it really didn't make me better at all, and I struggled a lot after Christmas. So I'd say take, 2, 3 days and do nothing. Spend time with your family. Spend time with, whoever, your girlfriend, whatever, boyfriend, and enjoy the time that you don't usually have that time. You usually have practice. Usually you have a workout schedule. Usually have maybe a performance coach that you meet with. Usually there's a meeting. There's something going on that you have 3 days to just chill. So take advantage and do that. You have 2 weeks to do that, but the rest is up to you. So I'd say take 2 or 3 days. And then I'd say the fourth or fifth day, and this, I Michael might disagree with me on this, but I'd say do a hand eye and like a stretching routine. Like, just to get the feel for it, 45 minutes, whatever you do. I keep my tennis balls right here all the time. Sometimes I get bored or I can't sleep, and I just start juggling. And that was not planned at all in this podcast, but I just use an example. Have your tennis balls
If you're listening
available.
to the podcast, you can go to YouTube and watch it. I think not Shopify, Spotify has video as well, so you can watch Billy juggle for about 2 seconds there.
Anyways, didn't want to, but I just keep have tennis balls lying around, whatever. Do some hand-eye stuff. You might bother your parents. Just, reactivate. Okay, I'm activated. Day five. Okay, maybe I go to the gym. Maybe I go for a run. Maybe I do something. Okay, now, like Michael said, Saturday or Sunday, depending, or maybe day six, depending when you get off. Maybe I'm going to go do one semi-private session, feel the puck. Same thing, maybe on Wednesday, and then you're kind of going to the gym on Monday and Tuesday again, feeling it. I'd say if you're gonna go on the ice, you don't go to the gym or don't go for a long run, because then again you're gonna risk injury. This is time where it's like you want to be tuned up, you want to be prepared, but you don't want to go back from Christmas break. There's two things that can happen, and what happened to me was I was almost tired after break, just because I was like, I need to get ahead. I need to work harder. I need, if I'm not in the gym for 2 hours, I'm gonna fall behind. Or you don't do anything, and then you're sluggish and you're slow. But both of those, you end up slow and feeling sore and feeling tired and not being ready.
So you're
So
kind
yeah,
of
then I'd
talking
say
about playing the middle, right? So you can either go like you maintained intensity, and some people drop that intensity right down. So you gotta find that other balance, or drop it right down and build it back up towards the end.
I'm saying that's exactly. I think it's like the same thing as kind of a long-term break, except just in a tightened span. You take a few days and you start feeling the puck, and your hand-eye stuff, stretching, whatever. Okay, hockey mode. Okay, the next day I'm getting on the ice. Okay, I'm gonna do some couple workouts here. Okay, I'm getting on the ice on Wednesday. Okay, I'm gonna do two more workouts. Okay, it's the weekend. Maybe I take Saturday off. Sunday I'm gonna stretch and do some hand-eye stuff. Monday we have practice.
Right. So big part of it is having a plan, right? Plan to take the days off, plan to start vamping, plan your ice time, A, to either get the cobwebs out, which shouldn't have formed yet, but the comfort with the puck, and then plan for when are you hitting it hard. So when you're back with the team, it's like you've never left, right? Now, thinking off the
I
top
know
of
I
my feet
like.
here, I got a question for you. Let's say you're doing a one or two goalie sessions. What should the focus be of those goalie sessions, right? Your mid-season, in your opinion.
I really believe the focus should be on like tracking and rebound control and also movement. So you want to be able to move crisply around the crease. I'd say lay off like you don't if your goalie coach gets you out there and you're doing T pushes for an hour during your Christmas break. I don't think that's very effective, but we also need to, be able to still move and not forget how to be fluid either. So incorporate some movement, shot tracking. Maybe you're working on some screens and tips a little bit too, things like that. Just to stay warm, stay alert. But if you're getting absolutely bagged over that Christmas break, I don't think that's going to be effective either, because then you're
You're
kind
going to
of
be
tired
tired
or maybe
coming back
sluggish,
in.
or you're not really going to want to go back in. Like, I think those practices, just a little off top, going back to the long-term breaks, I think if you take all of June off, and then, I know me and you had some back in the day when I used to skate with Michael, mid-July, it'd be my first, probably. I'd go on the ice probably three times with Michael during the week for my first three skates back, and I would get bagged. There's a video somewhere, I know you have it, when we were doing those skating drills, and you're like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I just my legs, like I can't." But like that's what I needed at that time to help me get ready for the off season, prepare. I knew I had the weekend to take off. It wasn't, and I knew on Monday the season wasn't starting, for example, or I wasn't coming off Christmas break on Monday. I still had, it was just getting me back ramped up. So if you're going to do those hard, intense practices, I would say, that's a beginning of off-season training type thing, not a Christmas break type thing.
You were also one of those kids that wouldn't accept an easy day. So I love that you said it's a simple day. It's a tracking rebound. You're hitting the fundamentals again, right? You've gone through the first couple months of the season. You've learned how your team plays. You've learned where their holes are, hopefully, right? So you know where to fill. It's recentering yourself, rebalancing yourself. It's understanding, okay, this is the speed of the game. Now I got to work on the fundamentals to either bring them up or sharpen them for that speed and regain that little bit of confidence to get the, to hit hard or hit home for the rest of the season. You were the kind of kid that would not accept that type of practice ever. If you weren't leaving the ice drenched, and if you didn't leave the net breathing heavy, you were like, that sucked. I failed.
Yeah, I agree, but I think that's where I did fail, to be honest. I think sometimes I didn't know when at that times to because I'm not saying that this should be an easy practice. You should still be sweating. You should still, every rep should be intentional, but intentional doesn't mean fast, 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 fast. It means butterfly, snap your eyes, track, move. Okay, square, be square to the puck, like do it right, do it properly. It doesn't mean it means do it right. And I think that's, I learned later in my hockey career for sure. And I think that it goes back to working hard too. Like I'm not when we're talking about these breaks, we're not saying, when you do get on the ice or whatever, we're not saying, oh, take it lightly. It should be intentional, take it seriously, but you need to find a time when you're not on that ice to be like, it's okay to not be thinking about hockey 24/7.
Yeah. And when you decide to get back onto the ice there, this comes down to a lot of coaching. Honestly, if you're that first session back, right? Drop the number of reps, increase the intensity of those reps, right? Yeah, you'll probably get a good sweat in and stuff like that, but have a little bit of downtime on the ice. I know that's kind of frowned upon because ice costs skyrocket, right? But that's part of the training. All right.
But your reps, you used to say this to me too, quality over quantity. If you have two goalies that are on the ice, they're doing six reps each, and each rep is textbook to a
Dialed in.
point, dialed in. By the end, you're gonna feel great. If you do six reps and three of them are meh and the other three are great, by the end of practice, you're gonna feel meh because you went 50%. So, I this is kind of another thing, and Michael and used to teach me this too, is so say it's a simple drill. You start on the top of the crease, butterfly, T push recover down to the dot angle. Every time you're starting at the top of the crease, next rep, you're always on rep one. You're not on rep two or three or four. You're always on rep one. The coach is going to tell you when you're out. So don't be counting in your head, okay, I need to do five reps, rep one. Oh, rep two. Oh, rep four. Oh, I'm gassed. Rep one, reset, boom. And it's consistency, it's quality, and it's doing it over and over again, repetition, that's going to make you perfect it. So, but if you only do rep one and rep two with that consistency, and then rep three, you're like, oh, rep three, here we go again. You're not going to be there.
I think a lot of the individual coaching, either privates or semi-privates, it's the coaching itself. A lot of it has to do with controlling the goalie's energy level, right? Making sure they make it to the end of practice because there isn't an excuse really to take a break because there's no other goalie that needs to go in, right? One of my biggest pet peeves are when goalies ask me, how many more? You're done now. Well, I could do two. I'm like, no, sorry, you're gone. Next goalie, right? So, anyways, all right. Short term, but just to quickly wrap up and tie a bow of midterm, right? It's the same thing as long term, just condensed. Take 2 days right off. Yeah, still be an athlete. If you're going to go skiing, go skiing, right? Have fun, live in the moment, right? Everything kind of does come back to the moment, right? And then there has to be a switch of preparation, planning for what's coming, right? So the season is still there. The first game back is still going to be there. And the person who's going to win that game was better prepared during that break, right? So you got to ramp up to that break. You can't hit the ground running, go 0 to 100. Not a lot of people are built like that, right? You got to ramp up into it, be smart with it. Short-term break, aka 1 to 2 days that you might find throughout a week somewhere, right? Luckily, every other week, right? In juniors, it's usually one day a week, maybe, but the team does a good job of filling those holes, right? Minor hockey could be like you practice Monday, Wednesday, maybe it's a Tuesday, right? If you have something, maybe it's the Sunday driving home from a game or a tournament. Right. How would you navigate the one day break?
Yeah, I'd say in juniors, usually it's a Monday. Say you play Friday, Saturday, or it's a Sunday, depending. So you play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sometimes 3 and 3, sometimes you play Saturday, Sunday. Depending on what that looks like, it might be Sunday, it might be Monday, it might be both, depending on how successful the team was. If you have 2 days off in a row, I would say Sunday, just shut it right down. Shut it down, take it down, whatever. Be in the moment. Obviously, if your buddy texts you and you want to go do something, go ahead. But I really wouldn't have anything planned on that first day. On that second day, for me, when I was in college, and not everyone has access to this, it would be, go hit the sauna, go hit the ice bath, go do some juggling, stretch, refocus, reset, that kind of thing. And, maybe you don't have access to that, but hey, you can go to the local pool, to be honest, and go for a swim, go relax. Heck, if you live in, I guess it's what hockey season is winter time, so never mind. But maybe there's some Americans listening to this podcast. You're down in Florida, you're somewhere, nice. Maybe your billets have a pool in the backyard. It's nice and sunny. Just go, go stay a little active in that second day, and I obviously I'm kind of just spitballing here, but I think keeping the brain active is a really big thing. Tuesday, you're going back to practice. But also, what I like about that and what I liked about that was I wasn't sitting in my bed thinking about hockey. I was out doing something. So
Act,
then
you were
that's where
doing
I
an
would get,
active recovery, right? You weren't being like a couch potato. Oh, I'm resting my body. No, activity is still recovery. I think if it's a one day thing, you do active recovery. If it's a 2 day break, first day, no hockey, nothing. Second day, active recovery. And if, let's say, you don't have a cold plunge or a sauna, because that's pretty like cream of the crop type of stuff. I know it's a little bit more normalized now, but not everybody does have the access to it or know how to use it. So if you're not going to go to the pool or wherever and use public facilities, Google what an active recovery is, right? They might get you to do a workout, but it's less intensity. It's just getting the blood flowing, getting the lactic acid moving around, getting oxygenated blood to the areas that are tired and need recovery. If you're just going to sit on the couch and be a potato, the blood's not moving. You're not doing harm, but you're not benefiting, right? You're being a slug or a potato.
I mean, I'd even say like you could exactly you can go to the gym for 45 minutes, do a
A
body
bike,
weight
a
workout.
spin,
Yeah,
a
you can do a
board.
spin, anything, whatever. Go home, crush a chicken Caesar, and then maybe just watch some maybe watch some tape or something, and then you'll be ready for practice during the day. And then I would say if you do only have one day, same kind of thing, but make sure too, this is huge. You get enough sleep. So say you get home at 2 in the morning, back from a long road trip. Heck, sleep till noon, get up, have a nice cold shower, and then then go for a spin, whatever. And then, don't wake. This is the thing, I know we have some hardcore people out there. They're like, oh, I need to wake up at 7 a.m. It's like, man, you haven't slept. You're not, that spin's not going to be effective at all. because your body is just going to be like, please stop, shoot me now. But you know, if you I'm just and honestly, I'm speaking from experience. I trained myself that I needed to do more all the time.
Yeah.
And in those moments that I was doing more, I was like, I hate this. And when I actually took the time to rest and then I went and did it, I was like, oh, I feel great. My mind, everything feels awesome. And so because I took the time to rest and actually like just listen to my body. But once I actually got up and felt better, you know, whether say we got home at 2 a.m. and it was noon when I woke up, I didn't just lay there. I was like, okay, now I can get up, I'm awake, I feel good, I'm gonna go hit the bike, whatever. Exactly.
So I think that's the biggest piece too is the procrastination of doing that too, right? You get home 2 o'clock. Now it's not always going to be the case, but let's say you're coming home from tournament. It was a late game, right? You get home, you sleep. Your parents are probably going to wake you up around 10, 11 o'clock. Shortly after is when you want to do that light activity or recovery, right? Be done that within an hour, maybe 2 hours, because you're just taking your time with it. You're just feeling good, whatever. Then you got the rest of the day to do whatever you want. You've done the thing that you needed to. Now it's time to sit on the couch. That's your time to do that, right? If you start the day off and you're sitting on the couch, you're like, okay, I know I got to do this. I know I should do this. I'm not doing it, right? So don't put it off, right? A lot of the difference with high level athletes, they one understand what taking a break is and how it's beneficial for them. Two, it's not putting off what needs to be done because he just feels good sitting on the couch, right? Like, okay, I know I got to do this, so I'm going to do this early. And then I got the rest of the day to do whatever I want, right? The more you put it off, the more mental strain you're putting on yourself because you got to constantly remind yourself, right? Yeah. And Billy and I are not scientists. We have a good resume of experience. We were both on the obsessive mental side of the game, and we were never satisfied with what we were doing. My dad, I think Billy's might have came from me a little bit, and I'm sorry for that, Billy. But mine definitely came from my old man because he would wake me up at 5 o'clock and say, hey, people in Russia are training right now. What are you doing? Right. So I was like, all right, let's get going. Right. So I love
Yeah,
the
I mean,
mindset now, but I know how to work with it.
I think the biggest thing for me is, seeing older guys kind of have that mindset definitely had an effect on me. But I think the biggest thing was, and this is a big thing for goalies, I think, is we always feel like we're a step behind. We see Johnny, you know, Johnny's my buddy, and he's playing AAA, but I'm playing AA. But Johnny's a player. Johnny's a forward. Goalies develop at I'm just saying, goalies develop later. That is by far so true. And again, yeah, I know we're not, I would agree, we're not scientists or by any means. But you know, you listen to other podcasts, like, you know, the one guy that comes to mind for me is Jamie Phillips. I think, you know, I know he has more schooling and training and stuff like this. And I think that he would be reiterating the same kind of things is, you know, staying active, but also being able to take a break is really important. So, yeah, and I just think that we can feel back to my point where we can feel like we're behind is because we're goalies, we feel like we're behind, you know, but our friends play on the AAA team, but we play on the AA team. But the we're a first year and both goalies are second years. Or maybe one is a first year, but you know, he barely beat us out. But we always feel like we're behind. So we feel like we need to do more. But it's a fine line between less is more. And I say that because I'm not saying sit on the couch and do nothing. I'm saying if you can learn how to prepare and how to reflect and how to plan for that next season with a fresh mindset, you are going to be 100 times better. No exaggeration than that guy that did make the AAA team. Just give it 3 or 4 or 5, just give it some time. Give it 3 or 4 years. You're going to see how your mindset has made a huge jump in your career, essentially, because you're able to take that step back for a day or two, or whatever that is, 2 weeks, maybe 4 days, depending, whether it's a short, medium, or long break. I think, and I'm not, again, I'm speaking from experience. I'm speaking from guys that, to be honest, I was better than at a young age, and they just figured it out. And I think a lot of it was that they knew how to take a break, they knew how to reset, they knew how to plan, they knew how to get better. For me, getting better was just working. Well, I need to train. I need to be on the ice. I need to do this. But mentally, I never felt good enough. So if you can find a way, and maybe some of this advice can help, to know that you're good enough, you're gonna do amazing things, I think. Then I've seen it. I see it in my life now that I'm out of the game. When I get really hyper focused on something, I really don't do that great at it. And when I take a step back and look at the big picture and see what I'm missing, I go, oh, well, no wonder I didn't do very good, because I didn't actually reflect on why I did, what went wrong, and I didn't plan for the next time.
Awesome. All right. So wrap everything up, right? There's process and everything. Everything's kind of long term, mid term, short term. It's all sort of the same, just different time frames, right? Long term, take a long reflection time, debrief, learn from the past season, live in the present, and then plan for the future, right? Mid term, it's a little bit quicker of a process. You got 1 to 2 days completely off. And then 1 to 2 days living in the moment, 1 to 2 days execute the plan, and then get right back into the season, most likely. 1 to 2 days, right? If it's 2 days, you're taking a day completely off and then doing a recovery day. Or if it's 1 day, you're doing a recovery day, nice, slow, keep the heart rate low, get a good sweat in, right? Billy, any final words, or you think you summed it all up for yourself there?
I think I summed it up pretty good. I would say the biggest thing is in those, when we're talking about the reflection time, if it's a long term, say you're going to take 3 weeks off, honestly, that first week shouldn't even like be reflection time. It should just be nothing. Just forget. Try your best to just forget about it. If it's a medium, one day, 1 to 2 days, shouldn't even be reflection time. It should just be, just forget it. Take a step back. And then, third day reflection, active recovery, whatever, et cetera. And then same thing with the short term. If it's a 2 day, 1 day, just forget about it. Second day, okay, reflect, active recovery. Okay, now if it's a 1 day, well, you're sleeping till noon. Maybe you have an hour or two to cook breakfast, whatever. Call your mom, whatever you need to do. Maybe you live at home. Talk to your mom, talk to your brother, whatever. I forgot about it. Now active recovery, prepare. It's basically just that cycle in 1 day. Forget, reflect, prepare. And then the preparing is the plan, because you're going to the gym or whatever you're doing.
All right. Comment, subscribe, all the good stuff. Find us on social media. Tell us what you think about the episode. If you have any ideas for a future episode, also let us know. Thank you, Billy, for coming, and thanks for everybody listening. Have a good day.